Hello everyone, you're very welcome to SVP Radio. I'm Michael Higgins. Before we begin, just a final reminder that our National Members Day will take place on Saturday, April 20th in the Convention Centre in Dublin. It will be an opportunity to celebrate 180 years of SVP in Ireland. The guest speaker will be Mary Robinson and the MC will be Marty Wheeler. The most recent email was sent to members on April 2nd, so please book your place as soon as you can. For our fifth episode of SVP Radio, I'm joined by Ella Kavanagh, Conference President for St Kieran's Knocknaheeny and Sunday's Well in Cork City. Ella discussed her role as Conference President, and we hope the insights that she shared will be of interest and useful to you in your conference work. Thanks very much again for taking the time to listen. By way of introduction, I began by asking Ella to share a little bit of her personal background.
I'm a lecturer in economics in UCC, which has quite a bearing on my work here in Vincent de Paul as well. I live outside of Cork City and I have two children. I've got two girls. They're both now grown up and both of them are living in Dublin. My husband is a member of Vincent de Paul too, but he's been in the job a lot longer than me. I'm a president of St. Kieran's Knocknaheeny and Sunday's Well Conference in Cork City, which is a fantastic experience for me and I'm really enjoying it there.
That leads me to the first question I had, which was, what prompted you to get involved with the Home Visitation Conference in the first place?
Well, when I actually joined Vincent de Paul, I wanted to do something, I suppose, outside of my job. And my work itself is very much around economics. So it was really important for me then to have some insight into what was going on in the world outside of me. So therefore, because of that I joined the SVP Visitation Conference in 2020. I had been actually a member of a conference in Cork City in the early 1990s due to work and kind of family reasons. I had to give it up. It was a really positive experience and gave me a really good insight into the work of Vincent de Paul. So when I joined, it was in the middle of COVID, which is a very different experience than I must admit. All the meetings had to be online and we couldn't visit anybody. So my first visitation was in fact a phone call. That was very different. And this continued right through, I suppose, into the pandemic and also into the lockdown periods. You know, we were just literally operating with phone calls and we were meeting on Zoom on a Tuesday evening. I must admit, when we started and were able to go back out and visitation, it was fantastic. I really enjoyed that. And that added hugely then to my understanding of the whole of what SVP is all about.
It sounds like you had a change between the remote support and the visitation support, and did it reinforce to you the importance of visiting people in person?
Oh, it did, yeah. When you were ringing people and calling people actually on the phone, although you connected in some way with people, it wasn't really a huge connection. Obviously, you didn't see where people were living, what their daily experience actually was. So when you started going out to visitation, it was so different. And I must admit, I think it's really, I know we use the expression all the time, it's a privilege, but it really is a privilege to be able to go into somebody's house and talk to them about where they're at the moment and the situation that they find themselves in, and to listen to them, you know, really kind of listen to what they're saying. It's a very valuable part of the whole experience. I think it's really necessary part of the experience. And I think it's what gives SVP really its distinctiveness and makes it quite different from other kind of charities in that way. That really made it much more real for me, really, to go out on visitation and to actually visit people. And I'm glad we can do that now so much. But I mean, it was worth continuing right through COVID, you know, and staying with the conference and staying actually with SVP. But I was really glad when we actually could go out on visitation, yeah.
And since then, you've also decided to step up as conference president. And can you give us a little bit of an insight as to why you put your hand up for that role?
Oh, goodness me. When I think about it, I mean, I was only about 2 years in the job, basically in SVP. But there was certainly a need there for a conference president. I'll put that up front. There was a need there for one in my particular conference. And I did feel at the time that I was getting a lot of support, both from the previous president who had been there, Grania, and also Janet, who was the treasurer there. And as well as that, another reason why I kind of decided to do it too was because the conference I was in was incredibly supportive and there were great members actually in it, which is true of, I think, of pretty much of all SVP conferences. So that was another reason for me. As well as that, my family too, my two daughters had left school. So I had a little bit more time then to devote to something else. And I was looking forward to that aspect of it too.
If members are listening to this and perhaps considering stepping up to the role in the coming months or years, or for anybody else listening that might be interested in what the role involves, can you give us a flavour of what it means to be a conference president and what it is that you do?
Yes, in our case, we meet on a Tuesday evening. So I'm in charge of, I suppose, organising the meeting, making sure the meeting takes place, managing the meeting. So that's kind of one kind of part of it. I do a lot of background work, I suppose, behind the meeting as well, in terms of preparing. We work with CRM, with the CRM system. So I do a lot of preparation actually around that. I would actually go through the clients before even the meeting myself, just to kind of suss out what's going on there. That's before the meeting. But within the meeting, I think really the role of the president is to get everybody involved in the meeting. I think I like to operate with consensus. So I would open to the floor and we discuss and try to assess the needs of our clients and to talk about the different issues that do come up. It's really important actually to assess their needs as best we can. And I really like listening to other people's views and experiences. And I think that's really valuable. I think it's so, so important to hear other people's views and experiences. I don't know everything. And I really operate very much on that principle. So we try to make decisions by consensus and that within the meeting. And then we kind of allocate the visitations and go out and do that. But after that, then you pick up a lot of the kind of other kind of work along that. I liaise with St. Fiacre's, the Hampers Conference in Cork City. Christmas is particularly busy, obviously, time of the year actually for us. And for the president, there's a lot of background work actually there as well, actually for that. So I see my role really as being both, I suppose, being a member, I suppose, of the conference, but also trying to manage what's actually going on. But also, I think, too, very much to encourage the team and to keep that team together, that team spirit together, which I think is really so, so important. And also to have a bit of, in the conference meetings as well, to connect with each other, I suppose, and to chat about different things and to get a good kind of atmosphere of friendship and collegiality amongst all of us within the conference. It's really, really important for me. So I think that's sort of the role of the president for me anyway.
What you're saying resonates with what another conference president said to me a few months ago. I was just wondering, would you agree that allocating the time to talk to one another before a meeting in particular, but sometimes afterwards, is important for the review of the people you're assisting, but also just getting to know one another and build that bond and build that institutional knowledge within the conference and to really allow the time for that kind of expertise to flow across the table, if you will. And they said that initially they felt like they were nearly wasting time talking to one another when they could be out helping people. But as they got into it and stuck with it, they actually found that the visits were better for having had those conversations as the conference. Would you tend to agree with that?
Oh, yeah. I think you have to have a good atmosphere in the meeting and you have to talk about other things. I mean, you come in and you start chatting about your week and what's been happening in your life as well, and who's going where, who's doing what, was somebody away, what happened for the weekend. So you kind of build up those kind of linkages. So you do need to know and get to know your other members. And to be honest, I think going out on visitation too gives you another opportunity then to get to know them, because you go with them to the conference, to meet somebody, you chat them in the car, both before and coming back. We collect outside churches. I mean, so all the different things that you do as part of being a member of SVP, and you really do connect up with people. I think that's a really enjoyable part of it. So yes, I think that's really important. I think you need to bond with your group, but I think you need to create a good atmosphere within the group. And so that actually it is operating as a team and that you do feel that sense of support actually from everybody. And that I hope to think that everybody kind of supports each other, and we all do. We support each other and then we support then, and they support me as well in what we're doing actually within the conference. So no, I would definitely agree with that. I think it's really, really important then to build up that level of trust and knowledge and understanding as between the different members.
And I think you've hit on a point there as well, that just is worth reinforcing, that you mentioned it's important to enjoy the work and enjoy each other's company. And I think sometimes that can maybe jar with people, because obviously the nature of what you're doing is serious and the people you're helping are in difficult circumstances, and enjoyment is nearly a word that it should be avoided. But I think the message that I think you're saying, and I tend to agree, is that it's okay to enjoy the work and build those friendships and enjoy coming to do the work.
I absolutely agree. And I think it's something that I thought about before this, whether to use the word enjoy or not. Because people are having such horrible times in their own lives, the clients that you're dealing with. But at the same time, I think people won't come back. Your volunteers won't come back. they have to feel that they're part of something. And there has to be that element of chatting and getting to know each other. That all has to be part of it. And I suppose let's use the word enjoyment actually around that part of it, just that interaction with each other. And then you get then to the business of the day, you know, and what you need to discuss and that. And then people then put on, I suppose, their serious hats on them. And then, you know, look at each client then individually and trying to assess their needs. So I think you have to have that. I think really to have a conference functioning then really effectively. Yes, and you really do need to have a really good atmosphere, I think, there in the conference. Definitely, yeah.
One thing in relation to the role that's maybe less well understood by the broader membership is the fact that the conference president actually has a dual role. Obviously, you are the leader of the conference, but you also sit on the area council and you work and maybe support other conference presidents. Can you give us a little bit of insight into the work of the area council and what's expected of conference presidents?
What we find here in Cork is that we have a number of meetings during the year where we all kind of come together, and they're organized actually by the area presidents. So they would organize this. We're having one coming up quite soon. So we would meet there and discuss then our various needs. We kind of break up into groups and chat about different things that are actually going on within our different conferences and different parts of the city that we're actually involved in. I think that's very useful to meet up with others. I think that's really important to meet other conference presidents. And it means that you can pick up the phone, you know, and chat to them about particular clients if they are moving from one place then to another, particularly for us within a city, or indeed, you know, where they're on the borders, let's put it this way, between different conferences. So we can actually chat about those clients and that. And I think that's very, very helpful to us. You have to go to a number of other meetings, obviously, as well within the year. So various meetings organized actually by your regions and that. And again, I find them really useful. I mean, they're great because you meet again other people and you hear other experiences and you learn stuff that you should know as a conference president. So yeah, that's all very useful. Exactly. Yeah.
And it's scary to think that we're quarterway through the year already. But what would you say are your main priorities for your conference for the rest of the year?
One of the things I found when I joined Vincent de Paul was I hadn't realized the extent of the different needs which are out there. I was very naive when I joined. I assumed it was all about food and food needs, but I actually hadn't realized the wide ranging supports that people actually do need, both financially and often just even to organize their finances and to direct them as to the appropriate people to actually go and talk to. So in general, we'd focus probably more on making sure that we're meeting people's needs. I think that would be still our major aim, that we're actually doing a proper assessment of needs and we're actually supporting then our clients in our particular area. And then I suppose that we're open to lots of the different sorts of needs which are out there. So there, because there can be, as I said, very wide and varied. For example, there can be lots of educational needs where people are now trying to move into, we'd say, a college setup, or, you know, trying to do courses, you know, so that they can get better employment or get into employment. And to be open then to those sorts of opportunities then for our clients and to support them actually in these. I think we would all see the education as being really important to get people into a position where they can go and maybe start up their own business and something, or indeed we'd say move on then to other kind of forms of employment. So the education side is important actually for us, definitely. That would be one of them. But in general, I think it's to meet the needs that are out there and to do, as I said, a proper assessment of needs so that we're actually meeting what our clients actually want and the support they actually need from us.
One element that comes up regularly for conferences is necessity to recruit new members and to bring them on and to involve them and obviously to support the work that the conference is doing. As you have brought on members in the last year or two, or you yourself, what have you found useful in terms of welcoming people and getting them involved and making them feel part of the team so that they can be as useful as possible, as early as possible in the process?
The first thing is to throw them in a bit of the deep end. I think really, absolutely, I think I was certainly when I joined, straight away I was given a job to do. And I think that integrates you immediately into the conference. You felt part of it and you had something to offer, something specific that you were doing. So I think that's really important, as I said. And we've tried to, you know, encourage people to get involved. And everybody's been incredibly receptive and willing to do that. You don't want to kind of make it too heavy at the very, very beginning. But at the same time, over time, you try to build people in and say, oh, can you do that? You know, can you take over that particular aspect of the job here? Can you be in charge of the call list? You know, can you do this? So it gets people involved straight away. So that's one thing I think which you can do. The second one I think is that when it does come up to talk about clients and their needs at the meeting, that you open it up. For me as a president, you're opening up, you're saying, well, this is a particular need here, or this is a particular individual. Can we get a feedback on the visitation? And then we all chatter about it. And I think then listening to what other people are saying within the conference. So therefore, that you value their opinions, you value what they say. I think that's another way where people feel then they've got something to offer, they've got something to contribute. And hopefully that then encourages people then to stay with the conference and to continue then to become more involved. And I'm very lucky with my conference. I mean, they're very much like that. They're very proactive people. They're a super bunch to work with. But I think those kind of two things, first of all, throwing them in the deep end and giving them a job straight away, out in a visitation straight away with a more, you know, experienced member. But the second one then is very much to listen to their views and opinions. Just because you've just come in the door doesn't mean you don't know something. You bring your experiences then to the table. So let's hear them. That's my view of it would be.
You mentioned that it's important that they're valued. And I would add maybe that it's important that they know that they are valued. Because I think sometimes, and this happens in all walks of life, whether you're involved in sport or in business or in work or whatever, that leaders such as yourself do value somebody, but sometimes unless they know it for certain, we can't be sure. So have you had to make it very clear to people that they are valued?
Yeah, I think that's something you need to be watchful of yourself, that you do acknowledge what people do. I think sometimes often thanking people for what they do, because you do realize, I mean, people are volunteering to do this. It's not their job. So therefore, they have put themselves forward then for this. So I must admit, I'm big into the thank yous. Thank you for that, you know, thank you for getting involved. Great meetings, great whatever it is. I would hope that I would do that. I'm very conscious of that needs to be done. And that I think you're perfectly right there to acknowledge people, what they've actually done and how they've contributed then to the organization. And even then to get a chance to meet up outside of the meeting as well, you know, that you can meet up together, you know, and that kind of thing, and just chat about what you've done and, you know, to even get to know each other on a more kind of personal basis, and then to acknowledge that what people actually have done, you know, in terms of the meeting. And that, yes, I do think that's really, really important. And you try to do that as with the simple kind of thank you sometimes, because often we don't thank people or acknowledge people enough for what they do.
On a final question, Ella, if a member is listening to this chat and is thinking about maybe taking on the role of conference president, what advice would you give them?
Oh, I'd say go for it. Absolutely. I mean, I was only in a conference for about 2 years, and then to go for the role as conference president. But I mean, I would say go for it. I mean, it's a fantastic opportunity then to be able to contribute in some way. And I think you'll get so much out of it yourself. I mean, you meet such wonderful people out there, and, you know, both in terms of your clients and also in terms actually of your fellow members of your conference. So I would say go for it. And you know, why can't you do it? You know, I mean, everybody's able to take on these jobs, you know, really, and put yourself forward and just go for it and enjoy the experience.
What you said earlier in relation to your own experience, that you obviously support your members as part of a team, but you mentioned that you also get support from them. So would it be appropriate to say that if somebody's stepping up to the role of conference president, that they don't have to do it on their own, that they can do it as kind of the front person for a team effort, and they don't have to put the pressure on themselves to get everything done?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that was my own view when I came into it. I didn't feel I was alone. I knew I had a really good conference behind me. I knew they would support me. I have a great treasurer. Everybody there does, you know, does their bit. So you're not on your own within your own conference. But even outside of that too, you obviously have support coming from your area presidents and as well as within the overall organization. So I think you should be operating on a consensus approach anyway. So, and getting people's views and ideas. So if you have that mentality there, I think really that I think you don't feel alone. You do feel you always have got support there. So I agree absolutely with that, yeah.
Well, listen, Ella, I think we've covered quite a bit of ground there in the time we've had. You've talked about teamwork and about getting and giving support, leadership, reviewing the needs of the clients in a very detailed way and in a collective way that builds consensus and builds a sense of understanding individually and collectively. So I hope members who've listened to this chat have gotten some further insight into the work of the role and role of conference president. And sure, it might even inspire a few people to step up in due course, which would be great. So we really appreciate you taking the time to chat to us today, and we wish you the very best of luck in the coming weeks and months of your tenure.
Thank you very much, Michael. I really enjoyed it. Thank you.